Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tobin, so we were with you yesterday when the Kevin Durant news broke, and you put on a brave face. But here, now that you've had some time to think about it and marinate on it, did the Heat get too cutesy in trying not to give up any potential future star in Jovic or Ware? Did they act prudently when maybe other teams would just fall in love with the possibility of attracting a big name?
I mean, if the reports of their offer are true, which I have no reason to believe that, you know, the fine people at the Miami Herald are reporting falsities of that, it's almost like insultingly prudent, the offer that they threw out to the Phoenix Suns, because, like, what did you offer? You offered basically the Jimmy Butler package outside of Davion Mitchell with Wiggins and the 20th pick and two guys that you would only play against the Washington Wizards, Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez. Like, the only player of consequence was, crazy as this is to say, Haywood Highsmith, because Spo will always go to Haywood Highsmith when he doesn't rely on anybody else. I don't even understand why you would let yourself linger in the negotiations. Like, the Spurs very much had it out there, like, hey, we're not that into getting Kevin Durant. And everybody seems fine. I'm sure their fans were like, oh, I'm fine with that. And the Heat, I think, were just so hopeful that nobody would step up a very measly offer that they would get away with almost a crime of getting Kevin Durant for free. And, man, I don't understand what that strategy is of, like, hey, Kevin Durant very clearly cooled some of the market. He told the Minnesota Timberwolves back off. You had to know, if you were negotiating against Houston, what their pick was in this year's draft. So to think that you weren't going to have to sweeten the pot at all with either an extra pick or Jovic or Ware is pretty crazy, but it is becoming a bit of a pattern, because this is what every summer now has turned into. Is like, what person can the Miami Heat be in the mix for that they just become woefully short on either the offer or the trade or the contract or whatever? Make it Damian Lillard, make it Donovan Mitchell, make it James Harden, make it DeMar DeRozan last year. And this has just become just an all too familiar feeling for Heat fans. And so it's the least surprising thing, but it is still disappointing, Hawk, because I think that that would have juiced up the fan base a little bit to get KD.
And Tobin, with that, like we were talking about it earlier, we're like, no Jovic, no Ware. Like, are those guys, you know, what the upside, Solana always used that word, their upside. Is their upside anything like that? Because we were talking about it where, like, a bona fide starter, players on the Heat roster that if they're going anywhere in the league and they're going to be a starting five player. Bam and Hero, I'm with. I don't even know if Wiggins is a bona fide starter in this league. Do we have bona fide starters to even work with?
Yeah, I just think that the thing with Jovic Ware, and those are guys that I love watching. I think they were probably, you know, and Solana would say, like, the most fun to watch was probably those two guys and their chemistry together. But they're kids, and they have a head coach who doesn't trust young players. He just doesn't. Like, he got basically bent to the will of injuries and his star play in Bam Adebayo saying, I don't want to be a center anymore. And that's what basically led to Khalil Ware getting out there and being a regular part of the Heat's rotation. Nikola Jovic had to go down to the G League. Jimmy Butler had to come out and say, hey, he's not a five. Stop trying to make him that. And eventually injuries and, you know, opportunity finally led to Jovic getting into to playing time with Eric Spoelstra. So these aren't guys that, like, the organization, while I like watching them play, doesn't feel like the head coach really trusts them. So there's that element to it. And then the other element to it is, okay, people have been saying, well, what does Kevin Durant add to this team? What does it make them? And you guys and this organization keeps propping up Bam and Tyler as your guys, that these are the guys that we're going to ride with. Well, how much do you really want to ride with these guys and believe in them if you don't believe adding an all-time scorer to them can help at all? Because I just saw the two seed in the West say, we think this gets us over the hump. They just got rid of basically their version of Tyler Hero and Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. And they think this is going to be our all-in move. The Heat in a depleted East are like, we're not really sure. So, like, I just want to know, what does the organization believe in? Who do they believe in? Because it doesn't feel like they have a very good answer to their top two guys, and it doesn't really feel like they say they believe in Ware and Jovic, but the way the coach plays them would speak otherwise.
Hey, Toby, you know how this summer we thought the Dolphins were going to go all-in? This is going to be the summer where the Dolphins just threw money at free agents, and they're like, all right, end all be all here with Greer and Mike McDaniel. And they didn't do that. They did the opposite, actually. They didn't really spend any money, and they're not operating like this is the year that defines the fate or the era of Chris Greer with Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, before the Durant stuff, before the Jimmy stuff, we all kind of had 2026 circled on the calendar as the year where there's going to be free agents available, the year the Heat are going to have a lot more flexibility in the cap, and here we are a year removed from it. We all thought the Heat were positioning themselves to go all in this offseason. I mean, man, Tobin, doesn't it just feel like, hey, they still have their sights set on 2026, and they won't do anything unless it's the A players in the NBA, the Giannis's or the Ants of the world. They're not going to deviate their course. 2026 seems to, in my opinion, continue to be what they have circled as when they're going to reset and go after somebody else.
I mean, that's a great thing to sell to everybody, like that, oh, we're going to go after 2026, and Luka didn't sign the extension. But why would I have any faith right now that they could get that done when they've been able to show over these last couple of years they had Damian Lillard on a platter? And they're like, oh, Joe Cronin was too much of a jerk to deal with. And now this year it's like, hey, Kevin Durant's basically put you in your final two. Can you beat this pretty mundane offer from the Rockets? Nah, we're actually gearing up for 2026. Oh, why? So when we get to the Luka Doncic derby, you're going to offer who? Pelle Larsson? Like, I don't – like that just feels like what they're going to do with the negotiations. Well, we offered Pella, and we offered Haywood Highsmith, and it wasn't enough. They were being too tough in negotiations. Like, where is the stones of the Godfather that throws the rings on the table and makes the deal happen? It's just, you know, I don't know why any fan would have faith in we're kicking the can till 2026.
What are you hearing in your mentions, Tobin? Kind of what you're preaching? Are people just kind of pissed and punting on what's going on with the Heat?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I think that just people are just genuinely fed up with what feels like just this same hamster wheel that they're on right now. Like, look, the whole year last year was unpleasant, but it was also predictable. Like, you knew when you didn't pay Jimmy his money what it could have unfortunately unraveled into. And now it kind of felt like, all right, you maybe have this like lifeline thrown to you in all of it, which was, hey, KD's kind of intrigued by being on the Miami Heat. And yet that still isn't good enough for the Miami Heat. Like, if you're talking about a guy who, yeah, maybe is a little sensitive in his mentions, but, you know, is still a very high productive player at his age, which seemed like with a team that just completely yacked all over itself in every fourth quarter. Two guys in Tyler and Bam who could probably use an alpha with them to be a guy who can, you know, take the relief, make life easier on Tyler Hero. And for Bam Adebayo, you know, same thing, you know, not have as much focus on him. And I think that's the thing that I come to here, Hawkins, like, all right, if you're not going to go make this move for those guys and you're on the year in the cusp where you got to pay Tyler Hero a $50 million a year extension, what's the move that's going to make you believe in it? Because I can't imagine that this setup of a team is going to make those guys look any better that will make you want to believe in them even more.
And Tobin, to that point, because I think that's the next big, you know, decision that has to be made. Personally, I'll tell you, I wouldn't give Tyler Hero a supermax or whatever it is, $50 million a year. I don't think he's good enough. I know he's an all-star first time this year or last season, but I don't think Tyler's a supermax $50 million guy. Would you pay Tyler Hero to stay here, that kind of money?
I don't think right off of where they are now, Channing, you can. Like, he hasn't proven himself to be a postseason producer since he was a teenager. And I just don't think that it's the right thing. In today's NBA, when you lock in 50 a year on somebody, that's okay. When you do it on two guys, you better be sure that you're something. We know that the Miami Heat have picked that Bam Adebayo is one of their guys. I still think that's deserved because Bam has been a big part of a team that's gotten to finals and Eastern Conference finals, and you know he can't be played off the floor because he's one of the best defenders in the league. Tyler, while, yes, a lot of the burden was on him last year, it was not a good performance against Cleveland, and the year before that against Boston, more of the same, and then even in some of the series in the 2022 playoffs when he was dealing with some of a groin, even those playoffs didn't look great for him. And then what do you know, the year that he gets hurt, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. They go and make a finals run with more of Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin getting minutes than he does. So I just don't know, like, what is the proof there for him that he is worth that kind of money? He hasn't done it yet.
Brendan Tobin, he sounds like he's at a breaking point when it comes to the Miami Heat, if I can read between
he
the
– He was snapping earlier. I was listening to him and Tobin earlier. He was snapping.
Well, Solana and I watched him yesterday at the parade, and he was trying to put on a very brave face, but I could tell he was annoyed, and now I am completely certain that he is
Tobin,
annoyed.
They'll be all right. Terry Rozier, all-star season
bounce
incoming.
Back here.
Nico and Kalel are gonna play 25 plus minutes a game. Bam Adebayo is gonna average 3 made threes a game, and this team's gonna go back to Eastern Conference Finals, bro. They'll be all right.
I love the idea of a revenge season from Terry Rozier, not under investigation, like a clear head.
Also, Whiteside is coming back. All right, Brendan Tobin, listen to him middays with Leroy Horde on this very radio station. Thank you for making some time for us, Tobin.
See you guys.
There you go, Brendan Tobin. He's at a breaking point. I think he speaks for a lot of Heat fans, but he's at a breaking point. Like, if you listen to him, there's not a lot of goodwill left. You know how we always say, like, oh, the goodwill's there. You've built up the credit and the cachet. It ends at a point. I told you, it ended with Don Shula. Don bleeping Shula. Yep. It ended the goodwill. Solana, you don't remember it. I am telling you, people
calling the radio station, mother bleeping Don Shula. It happens. That's all I'm telling you. It happens.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.